Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Boathouse rowers were celebrated here along Kelly Drive. Bonnie Mueller, Vice Commodore of the Schuylkill Navy, explains why.
This year, we're sending the largest delegation to international lake competition that we have in over the past three decades.
Among them was U.S. senior rowing team competitor Greg Ensalabaher.
These are just the six of us that are left in town. There are a handful of us that are already over in Europe training for the World Championships, and there's another whole swath of athletes that are down in Lima, Peru, that are competing at the Pan American Games.
The total number of local elite athletes competing internationally this year is 20, with 11 of those, including Ensalabaher, participating in the World Rowing Championships later this month in Austria. Sean Hall, high-performance head coach at Penn Athletic Club, explains if those athletes place high enough at the World Championships, they could earn a spot at next year's Olympics.
The year prior to the Olympics is a qualification year where, depending on how you finish, you gain berth or the right to row in the event at the Olympics the following year. So there's just that added pressure of doing better.
On Boathouse Row, Hadass Kuznets, KYW News Radio.